WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Heel turns, surprises, debuts, returns, and a countdown to the end. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code Rockstar for Lindsay Ward to 49 shot when you buy John Cena, your undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes, or The Undertaker, and more. Because hashtag epic partner, it's a fallout of the Raw after Mania, and we're here to talk about it. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Well, it was certainly an exciting follow-up to WrestleMania, that's for sure. Lots of twists and turns and ovary-popping inducing moments. I mean, I can't complain.
But Monday Night Raw opened up with the new WWE champion, John Cena. Mark Nash, the new ring announcer for SmackDown, was in for Alicia Taylor. Had a redo of the intro for John Cena and really changed up the intro a little bit more for the greatest of all time. Cena's like, winners write history. You are not worthy. You think that on Friday you can bully me, then and I step in the ring with gold around my waist, and you guys cheer, and I'm supposed to forgive you? That's not how a functional relationship works. Cena told the fans that's because they should have been good enough to mean he can't tell them to still go to hell. He said the fans all apologized, then they started to chant it, "We are sorry." But then he said, "What you didn't hear is that we're not sorry," is what they're chanting. It's an arena filled with the sorriest lowlifes he's ever seen. Cena's told the fans they don't mean anything. They chant asshole, and says, "I may be an anus, but you're a group of idiots. You've been taking your best shots for 25 years. And what made them think they would be the crowd to crack him?" He said, "Fans noise and fans means nothing to him. What matters is 36 dates. And then we show it on the screen. And it's quickly how time passes by. And he counted it down to 27. And it's not matches, it's appearances. You say I can't wrestle? I don't have to. I just have to show up and do this. When that hits zero, the professional wrestling timeline stops cold." Cena told the fans that he's not stupid like they are, in that he knows there will be another Raw and there will be another champion, but this title, the one held by Bruno Sammartino, Roman Reigns, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Steve Austin, will come home with him, and he will be the last undisputed champion of WWE. You're all puppets. You start booing Cody Rhodes? You heartless bastard for booing Cody. He said Cody was outclassed, outwrestled, and flat out destroyed WrestleMania. He said there's no one in WWE with this strength, speed, wisdom, or ruthless aggression. He said that unlike the fans, he has a heart. He told them to take out the cameras and said they would like to remember this moment. So he held up the title because the last real champion is here to get RKO'd by Randy Orton. Cena turned around, said the word shit as he took the RKO from Randy Orton. There's backlash.
I'm so mad at you and Brent for manifesting this. I am so ungodly mad at you both for this.
I mean, it's
in
right
what world?
It was right there.
It was right there. But in what world is it acceptable that we have babyface Randy Orton taking on heel John Cena?
It's 2025. It's what happens.
It's flipped. We are on the craziest timeline. That being said, I want to see it. And I hate that I want to see it because I have a really funny feeling, especially under Hunter's leadership, that the promos, especially with all the history between these two, everything that's happened, the promos are just going to be epic because it's I don't give a fuck Randy Orton taking on I don't give a fuck John Cena, right? That's what this is. That's what this really is. They're both grown ass men. Hunter's just going to let them do whatever they want to do within reason. And they're just going to go. And I'm here for this, right? Like, I'm so here for this. I want to see it. I hate that I want to see it, but I want to see it because in this regime, in this timeline, with everything going on, I know it's going to be entertaining. And that's what I want. I want this to be entertaining.
And you'll have to tune in to Friday Night SmackDown for the next few weeks to see it all happen.
God damn it, that's when I go drinking.
Liv Morgan and Raquel.
Why do they do this to me?
Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez took on Becky Lynch and Lyra Valkyria for the women's tag team titles. It was a great match between all four women. But when, just when you thought the champs would retain, they did not. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez come out on top. The crowd popped for the finish when Liv hit the Oblivion on Lyra Valkyria to win the belt. And after the match, Becky was consoling Lyra. They hugged, and then she laid her out with a clothesline and just started beating the hell out of Lyra Valkyria. At least three manhandle slams, leaving her protege down for the count.
Lyra had a mat, or Becky had a mad.
She did.
She had, and I like how she's like, she went to leave, the crowd stopped her, and she went back.
Yep.
She's like, I'm not done yet. Okay, all right, I'm not done yet. I'll just go do this again. Okay, all right, cool. The tag match was really competitive. It was fantastic. A lot of false finishes. A great follow-up to last night. And then Becky's heel turn. I'm not sure how I feel about Becky's heel turn. I really don't. But when you have the baby faces that you have sitting at the top of the division, it makes sense that you need that heel because you have like Io and Rhea kind of positioned as your top faces. Becky doesn't need to go into that bunch. So to give, like, to balance that, you have her go heel and we see what she does. And this may not be heel. This may just be she's like, I came back for this. Like, you pulled me out of retirement for this shit to, like, we win the tag belts one night and then you lose them the very next night. Like, what the fuck, you know? So we'll see how they justify this and how this all goes. But yeah, like, the match was really good and the turn was really good. It was like, huh?
I think it would all play out, and people wondered why Becky Lynch chose to come back when she did. She always comes back with a plan. So the story started at WrestleMania, yes. and now here we are. The World Tag Team Champions, The New Day, came out to celebrate. They said there was no tag team dead or alive that's better than them. Fans chant New Day sucks. Out came Alpha Academy, and they mentioned that they were the Minutemen were New Day, because that's what happened the last time when Alpha Academy beat them. They took the bait. They agreed to a title defense. Referee came to ring. As just he was going to call for the bell, the lights go out. And then Rusev made his return to WWE. Crowd pop huge for Rusev. He beat up Tozawa. He beat up Otis. Left them both laying. The accolade on Otis. Rusev is back in WWE.
I like the new theme.
It was good.
Like, the whole presentation of Rusev and him debuting was really well done. And I'm curious to see what they do with him and where he goes, because he looks fantastic. Like, he looks great. So I have nothing but high hopes for him as he moves forward.
Dom, Liv, Raquel were celebrating the title wins in the Judgment Day clubhouse. Carlito was there. Finn shows up. Like, Finn was going to say something. Morgan jumps in and says, you know, it's an important thing to tell us back home in the clubhouse. Balor says, that's what happens. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He told Dom he would be out there with him later and called him champ. But, yeah, Balor was eyeing up the title. So we'll see what happens there. More on them in a bit. Your women's world champion, though, Io Sky, came to the ring. So it was the best night of her career. Fans said that she deserved it, and she said that now the fans will never forget her. Then out came Stephanie Vaquer, the NXT women's champion. Fans popped for her. She congratulated Io and then introduced herself. She said she would like to show a lot of respect to her. She said she wants to fight the best of the best. Io was like, if you want to face me, I accept. What about right here, right now? Adam Pearce came out, fans booed, because they thought it was not going to happen. but he wanted to make sure that it would. And he declared it official. It was Io Sky and Stephanie McCour for the in a non-title champion versus champion hell of a match between the two women. Until Roxanne Perez ran in and attacked Io Sky, causing a disqualification to end in no contest. Julia came in. She took out Stephanie. Roxanne and Julia had a look, and then they attacked both champions. Rhea Ripley would make the save. She eyed up Julia with a black eye, and Julia left with Roxanne, and then Rhea picked up the belt, basically told Io, I'm still coming for this. All that was really good.
I need everybody to understand that the day we get Julia, Stephanie Valcour, and Rhea Ripley in a ring together is the day that I get pregnant.
It's gonna be
my ovaries are not going to be able to handle that.
Yeah. This was a great introduction of Julia onto the main roster, Stephanie on the main roster, and the continued introduction of Roxanne Perez on the main roster, as she'll probably be moving up here soon. It was a great way to spotlight them, a great way to spotlight NXT, but yet Julia will be coming, Stephanie's coming, Roxanne's coming. We're adding new faces to the women's division.
It shows that the women that like Io and Rhea and all of the women that are currently on the main roster cannot rest on their laurels, because there are very credible contenders coming up from NXT, and they're right there and they're all ready to go. You could transition any of the women that you had in this segment tonight onto the main roster and they would be fine. You have several others down on the NXT roster that are good to go and could come in and be fine. So it's definitely kind of a warning that it's like, hey, we're here. We're right here, and it's putting that pressure on the main roster like NXT is known to do, where it's we're hungry, we're ready. You don't want this, we'll take it from you.
Yeah.
And also, like, the match between Io and Valcour was really good. Very much enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to see what they do.
Your world heavyweight champion Jey Uso yeet it for a while. He's gonna put the work in. He made him tap out and then yeet it some more. Until Sami Zayn came to the ring and everyone was like, oh shit. Sami's like, I didn't know if I was where I was. We're going to be here. Come to Vegas. You know, it's been hot, tough. He missed WrestleMania. It was tough on him. But he wanted to be the first one to can stand in the ring with Jey and tell him how proud he is. You're my brother. You're my dog. You're my ooze. You deserve it. They yeet it together. They just wanted to celebrate. So they celebrate. They shook hands. And they're just yeeting. And then Sami's standing in the ring and then looking at Jey. And you go, oh no, Sami's going to do something. And then Jimmy came out. And they celebrated some more. Nothing happened. They all eat it. But you had the feeling something was afoot.
Yeah. And I hate that we're, like, conditioned. Especially with, like, these three. We're conditioned to, like, not trust this at all. It's like, it was like when Jey won the title and Jimmy came out to celebrate with him. It's like, don't, please don't. Don't turn on your brother. Don't turn on your brother. Don't do it now. Do it Monday. Don't do it now.
Yeah.
Like, just enjoy the moment. And then when Sami came out and he was kind of like congratulating Jey, it's like, do you mean it or are you gonna turn on him? And then when Jimmy came out, it's like, okay. Like, there was just something about it that was so, like, it was a nice moment, but it was one of those awkward nice moments where you're like, you could feel that something's not quite right or not quite genuine. And I don't know if that's just we don't trust these three at this point or what the deal is. But yeah. It was like, okay.
AJ Styles was being interviewed backstage. He said he would bounce back. Karrion Kross was like, you should know. Styles said he would never go back to what Kross wants him to be because he hated himself. Styles said Kross could be angry with the world, but he's not taking a hit me down with you. He said if you have a problem with it, then you should go stop it. And Karrion's like, maybe I will. So the AJ Karrion stuff continues.
I liked you had AJ resist it. Or he's like, no, I don't want to be that person again. I was that person and I hated it. I hated everything about it. I do not want to do that again.
Yeah.
That was a nice little, like, basically go fuck yourself. And also it's a good follow-up to the interview that Karrion Kross gave regarding his position, the very colorful interview he gave. So where we see Kross becoming more and more aggressive.
Yeah. Speaking of more aggressive, Gunther was at the broadcast table barking at Michael Cole for, you know, claiming that, you know, about him tapping out and having an opinion. And he grabbed Michael Cole. He shoved Pat McAfee. He started to choke out Michael Cole. McAfee stood up, hit Gunther, who got put in the chokehold of the sleeper. Fans were chanting, fuck you, Gunther. He got choked out. all his boys jumped the rail to make to try to stop it. Officials had to hold them back. Yeah, this was really well done. They sold Pat being choking out. He was coughing a lot. They had him take Cole walk him to the back with all the officials, and then Cole had to stand up and like, "You got to do something about this, Pierce. We're allowed to have opinions. We should be allowed to do this." And you know, also he said his nose might be broken. Pierce told him to take the night off. Cole's like, "No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to let some bully stop me from doing my job." So he came back to the ring. This was really good. Really, really out of nowhere, unexpected.
Yeah, like the fact that you had Gunther go for the announcers was an interesting touch. And like McAfee and Cole sold it really, really well. And then you had Tessitore come out. And Tessitore was kind of like covering for Cole while all this was going on and sort of like narrating the situation. And then he finished out Raw with Cole after Cole came back out. But yeah, this was, it's Gunther's frustration. You know, and the fact that he can't really take it out on Jay because, well, Jay beat him. And the whole reason Jay beat him is because Gunther tapped. He gave up. And so he's taking his own frustrations, I guess, at himself and his own anger at himself out on the only people he can really, which are the announcers, because they were the ones like saying, "Oh, Gunther tapped, Gunther tapped, Gunther tapped. You know, Jay wins." They were the ones that like acknowledged the moment. And so it's, well, I'm going to punish you for that. And Cole looking at Pierce, and instead, and what I like is like, instead of this going on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and Cole finally like stands up for them, Cole looks at Pierce like right after this happens as they're walking McAfee back, and he goes, "You need to do your job. You need to fix this. First shot, one time." I like that they did that, that they had Cole stand up, and as he should, yeah. Right? Like, as he should, as the senior broadcaster, he should be able to look at Adam Pearce and be like, "This is wrong. You need to fix it. Do your job."
Dominic Mysterio took on Penta, which saw the return of JD McDonagh, helping Dominic Mysterio retain the Intercontinental Championship.
And this is where I thought Raw ended.
Yep, that's what she did. There was more tension with Finn. He's kind of like the odd man out of the group. It didn't look like he knew JD was back, but JD's back on Monday Night Raw.
Which is good for him. I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's recovered and he's able to participate again. You always love to see that. Please don't let him near any announce tables anytime soon. Thank you very much. But yeah, Finn is definitely becoming the odd man out in the group, especially now that Dominic has gold and Liv and Raquel were able to regain theirs, which gives them power in the group. So you now have sort of the Liv, Raquel, Dom era of Judgment Day, with Finn trying to retain that power that he thinks he had, but he didn't have, or maybe he never really had, who knows. But like, yeah, Finn's definitely on his way out, that's for sure.
Then out came Paul Heyman and Seth Rollins. Rollins said he was the winner of the WrestleMania main event when CM Punk came out taping his fist and they started to brawl. Punk would put the boots to Rollins, took him down, goes after Heyman. Punk then got attacked from him from behind, got laid out to the stomp. The credits rolled, fans chanted, "We want Roman." Heyman said, "They will conclude WrestleMania 41 weekend by propelling the news all the way to WrestleMania 42 that the new reigning, defending, undisputed number one top star of the industry is Seth Rollins." Out came Roman Reigns. He attacked both Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman with a Superman punch. He was ready to hit Paul Heyman with a spear. Then came Braun Breaker hitting the spear. CM Punk gets laid out. Roman Reigns gets speared through the barricade, thrown into the ring, and left laying in the center of the ring by the new Paul Heyman guys. Good close.
Very good close. Very good follow-up in terms of everything that happened. And Braun being with Seth and Paul, I feel like will be a good thing for him because it will help him move into that upper echelon and he can have the guidance of Heyman, which he already has, but also of Rollins. Like putting him with two very seasoned veterans, especially in a heel role, will be good because you can have both Rollins and Heyman talk for Braun.
Yeah, and I said Thursday it was going to be a weird mix, but if they turn him this way, it may work because he's a part of a group and he's just not a solo Heyman guy. A group fitting would work better.
Yeah, this will be good for him.
This was a fun go-home show. Raw After Mania.
I enjoyed this. I thought this was good. The crowd was into the show. They were still a little weird.
Yeah.
From last night, but it was a good crowd. They were into the show. They were having fun. They were loud, which is what you want. I think that was kind of my one complaint about Mania weekend on the whole was just the crowd seemed a little subdued, at least night one. It was better, I think, night two. Mm-hmm. But like tonight they showed up and they were loud and they were doing their thing, and that's all you could ever want. So, but the follow-up on the angles and the fact they were rolling right into Backlash and it's not just a rehash of WrestleMania is going to be really good.
All in all, really, really good show. Is day one of the new season for WWE.
Yep.
But that'll do it for Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio. We've done tons of coverage. You have one more WrestleMania show to come in. It's this Thursday on the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have maybe some news, not a lot, but we'll have notes. We're going to be talking about WrestleMania Night 2. Like Brock said, we'll be reviewing the show, telling you what you think, and just giving our overall general opinions of WrestleMania weekend, because it's over, guys. Wrestling Christmas has ended, and now we have another 364 days before
Ish.
WrestleMania. Ish.
Ish. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews WrestleMania Saturday, now available. Saturday night, midnight, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, is another edition of CB Radio Live. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, we'll be live to talk about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use carrier code RockingSock or
Linz M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimonLinzWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Linz Ward Zero.
This has been the Real Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the rack and right back here for the Real Post Show every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.